Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on the basics of Christianity was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar and is being broadcast exclusively for our radio listeners. And now, here's Andrew.
You got to believe it. And this is the problem. People, well, how could I do that? See, if you think that, well, I'm going to act like I'm healed when I'm really not healed, and then God will have to heal me. No, that's not faith. You think that God is going to respond to you and that you somehow or another make God heal. No, God is already healed. He's already put it on the inside of you. It's in spiritual form. It's not physical form. It's spiritual form. And you've got to make it physical by taking your authority and speaking and acting in agreement with the Word. Your actions don't make God heal you. They just release what God has already placed on the inside of you. Again, I don't know if you understand the significance of that, but it's tremendous. There was a time that my son Joshua got sick, and it's a long story, but it was not just a normal sickness. When he was 1 year old, he was sick, and it looked like he was going to die, and we just stood and believed God. Didn't go to a doctor, just believed God, and he got healed. Then the next year, on the exact same day, the exact same thing came on him. And we had to stand and believe. And that happened for about 5 or 6 years. Every year, on the exact same day, the same sickness came on him. Now, that's not natural. That's supernatural. Satan was fighting us. And it got to where every year on that day, I knew it was going to happen. And I'd start fasting and praying and believing God, trying to stop this. And one time, he got sick again, and I could see this coming. I said, God, this is foolish. This is ridiculous. Why does this happen? And the Lord spoke to me and says, the problem is you don't see him as healed. You see him as sick, and you're trying to get him healed. He says, if you would see that he's healed, and that this is the devil trying to make him sick, you would pray totally differently. And again, I don't know if that means anything to you, but it's just like somebody flipped a switch in my brain. All of a sudden, I saw I'm not praying to get healed. I'm already healed. And Satan is trying to steal from me what is mine. It's easier to defend something that you believe you've already got than to go get something that you don't believe that you have. You know, if I said that over here is healing, and I'm not healed now, but I'm going to be healed. I'm headed towards healing. In the name of Jesus, I will be healed. Well, then, I'm not there yet, and so it's possible that I won't get there. If I'm not there, then something could happen that would keep me from getting there. There is an element of doubt in that. But if I'm over here, and if this is healing, I'm already here. How can I doubt that I'll get here? There's no doubt. But see, as long as you say, I'm going to be healed, I'm believing for healing, there's doubt. You don't have it now. But I have healing. I have the same power that raised Christ from the dead. And there aren't enough devils out of hell to steal from me what God has already given me. I will defend what God has given me. And I fight and confess and fast and pray not to get God to do something, but to build me up so that I can stand and defend what God has already given me. Those are two totally different attitudes. One's a defensive position. The other one is an offensive position. And it's when you are sitting here and you've already got this, you're defending this, and now you become offensive in the sense that, Satan, you will not steal from me. You actually employ both of those things. And that's when you start seeing the power of God manifest in your life. See, Elisha, he knew what he had. And the scripture doesn't say that Elisha's eyes were open and he saw these angels. I don't believe Elisha saw him. You don't have to see it once you believe it. Elisha had already seen the horses and the chariots of God when Elijah was caught up into heaven, and he saw them with his physical eyes. He knew that they were there. But he didn't see them in this instance. He didn't have to see them. Faith is evidence enough. Faith is proof enough. You know, I have people come to me all the time, and they say, You say your son was raised from the dead. Do you have a doctor's report confirming this? Do you have proof? And you know, I tell them, what proof did Jesus had when he raised Lazarus from the dead? Did the doctors pronounce him dead? Did he have a written medical statement that Lazarus was raised from the dead? You know, I can't prove those things. Now, there are two nurses that told me he was raised from the dead. And I guess it's possible that they could testify to it. But they aren't going to write it down because they can pronounce him dead and put him in a cooler and stripped him naked and put a toe tag on him. And if he was raised from the dead, of course, they aren't going to believe it was supernatural. They would think that that was malpractice. They pronounced him dead when he wasn't really dead. And man, I could sue them. They could be in trouble. No doctor's ever going to say that, whoops, we missed it. He wasn't really dead. They aren't going to say those kind of things. They're going to explain it some way or another. You know, I can't prove any of those things. But I don't need it. I know what happened. I know my son was dead for 5 hours. And we spoke, and he was in a morgue. And he sat up. That doesn't happen very often. Amen. He was dead. And God raised him from the dead. But there's some people that they don't think anything that you can't prove in a test tube is real. And those people will always struggle. We've had people sit there and call me a liar and say there isn't anything on the medical records that prove it, and they want me to prove this. And I've told my staff, look, we aren't here to prove anything to anybody. I'm telling you what is real in my life. I'm telling you what my experiences are. I'm telling you how it worked, and you have to believe. You have to choose to believe. You can't make a person believe. There was a man that says, Abraham, send Lazarus back from the dead and tell my brothers the truth. And he says, they have Moses and the prophets. They have the Word of God. Let them listen to the Word of God. And he said, oh, they don't listen to the Word of God, but if somebody rose from the dead, they'd believe that. And Abraham said, nope, if they don't believe the Word of God, they won't believe though one rose from the dead. Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead, and thousands, maybe hundreds or maybe thousands of people saw it happen. And those very people who saw Lazarus after being dead for 4 days rise from the dead, and he was still wrapped in the grave clothes. It was a miracle that he got out to the front of the tomb because he was wrapped with grave clothes around his legs. He couldn't walk. He just appeared standing in grave clothes. It was absolutely a miracle, and yet the people who saw it refused to believe it and decided how they could kill Jesus and Lazarus. Stupid. Death couldn't stop them, and yet they were going to kill them again. There was people who saw that miracle and didn't believe it. If you choose not to believe, nothing can make you believe. But on the other hand, if you choose to believe, nothing can make you disbelieve. You'll take the Word of God, and the Word is proof enough. I'm trying to encourage you, brothers and sisters, that in the Spirit, God has done everything. And it's not up to God to release His healing power, to set you free, to give you joy and peace. He's already put those things in your spirit. You have to draw them out by faith. You have to take your authority and go to resisting the discouragement and the fear and the grief and the sorrow and encourage yourself in the Lord your God. What it says in 1 Samuel chapter 30 that David did, he encouraged himself in the Lord. People were going to stone him to death. And he just decided to encourage himself in the Lord. He started taking the Word. He prophesied. He sang. He edified it himself. He built himself up. And yet most people go to God, oh God, I'm discouraged. Please touch me. It's not God's fault that you're discouraged. It's yours. You've been thinking on wrong things. You've been looking at the wrong things. Quit thinking on the natural things and start seeing what's true in the spiritual realm. See the angels of God surrounding you by faith and recognize the power that you've got, and that'll encourage you. You know, if God somehow or another opened up your spiritual eyes, and if you saw the angels in this tent tonight, if you saw tens of thousands of angels hovering over you and just waiting for you to believe God so that they, and if you could physically see that, I guarantee you, you'd be encouraged. It would change your attitude. you'd probably feel differently about things. And the truth is, whether you see it or not, it's all true based on the Word. If you could see it by faith, you don't need to see it by sight. Amen. I know some of you think, boy, you're weird. You know what? I think you're weird. It just depends what you consider to be normal. I'm telling you about normal Christianity. Not normal modern day Christianity, but this is normal in the Bible. People, Peter walked by and his shadow would touch people and they'd be raised up from sickness and disease. Paul prayed over cloths and aprons and put the anointing of God into it, and that anointing would go and touch people and they'd be delivered of demons, Acts 19:11, and diseases would depart. Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do also. This is normal. This is what the Bible preaches. This is Bible Christianity. It's not modern day Christianity, but it's Bible Christianity. I'm not weird. People that don't believe this way are the weird ones. They're the strange ones. It just depends what you consider to be normal. Amen. God loves us, brothers and sisters. We just don't know what we've got. We don't know what God's done. And so praise God. I believe that these things are helping you to start realizing there's more to you and more to this world than just what you can see, taste, hear, smell, and feel. There's a spiritual being on the inside of you, and you can release the power that's in that if you take what God's Word says and believe it. And you can translate it into physical reality. Amen? Father, we thank you for these truths. Father, I just thank you.
That's all the time we have for today, but be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on the almost too good to be true news of the gospel. This teaching series was recorded at our 2009 South Africa Gospel Truth Seminar. It's available in a 5-part album on CD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM238 when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The third CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who were not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the third teaching when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Our address is P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs 80934. Or you can use the speed and convenience of credit card to make a donation by telephone. Call 719-635-1111. Again, that's 719-635-1111, or go to our website at any hour. You can use credit card to order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Remember, your donations to this ministry keep Gospel Truth on this station Monday through Friday. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to direct you towards our website because we have archived there over 2,000 of my television programs and many more thousands of my radio programs. These are free, and I also have my teachings, about 300 or 400 of my teachings available as free MP3 downloads. It's a great website. Plus, we have a guest book there where I try and read those comments on our guest book every single day. So I would encourage you to get it for your own edification and ministry, and also to let me know if God is using these programs and ministering to you. So